When I grow up, I'll be stable. When I grow up, I'll turn the table.
Pinstripe Valley Prospect Podcast, where we just ranked the top 20 Yankees prospects, and now we're going to talk about them. Yeah.
Wow, good opening.
Yeah.
Very informative. Hey.
We got some prospects, and we're going to talk about the prospects.
Nailed it.
In list form. This is our listicle.
Except it's audio. Our audio
is our audio listicle. Called.
We should just read the post. That's it. it'll be like an audio book, but for the post.
Ooh, I like that. An audio book.
Listen to your favorite Pinstripe Valley writers read the post to you.
Ooh, an audio blog.
And we can each read our own comments.
Number one, Luis Severino.
Do you want to hear Caitlin's California accent? Yes. You want to hear Jason's Long Island?
Jason's dot 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 something?
Andrew's dot 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 nothing discernible.
Tanya's exotic southern accent.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to write, I'll just write, you know, pen, pin...
Mean.
What else can you say?
That's not the point. We came to talk about prospects.
Oh yeah, prospects.
We're already up.
All right.
2 minutes.
So prospects. We have top 20.
Luis Severino. Age on opening day.
Is it true that he was born on February 20th,
1994? Yes, it is.
Oh.
I've seen the documentation.
Severino's a little dude.
He's not big.
I mean, he's not like man. What are we doing?
This is atrocious. So, yeah, Luis Severino, he was a consensus. He was our consensus top prospect, but I did not have him number one. I had Aaron Judge number one. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both really good. I don't think that...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter who's on top.
Yeah, like, I think it's either one is a defensible choice, I think.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like Gary Sanchez, then...
Well, like...
If you're still ranking Gary Sanchez first, I'm pretty sure you've just been, like, asleep for the last 2 years.
Yep, pretty much. Like, you know, maybe you could say Aaron Judge had the better season, but I feel like Severino has had a better track record, and not to say that Aaron Judge doesn't, but it was his first year. So
I mean, it was basically
Severino came out of nowhere, basically.
True.
Like, Severino was around last year, technically, but not really anywhere noticeable. Like, he pitched 10 games. It's not really, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, Aaron Judge was in college, so.
Right.
Going to not college.
I think if you think that Severino might not be a starter, then it makes the Judge ranking... more understandable.
The Judge.
But I'm gonna hold out hope for him as a starter until there's evidence that he cannot be.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, Keith Law's ranking of him was a little crazy. I don't know. Yeah. It just seemed like he ignored everything that's been said about him since, like, the end of the season or even halfway through the season, I feel like, yeah, sure, it is a concern that he's got issues with his delivery and whatnot and blah, 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 but you can't ignore what he's done, what he did this year. And, you know, while on one end, on Fangraphs, Kyle McDaniel was like, hey, this guy's going to be okay. He should be able to stick a starter. For these reasons, Keith Law's just like, nah, reliever, bye. And, like, yeah, I understand that that's kind of the way he does things, but it's like, you're going to have to, if you want people to believe what your opinion is, you should give a little more answers of why you think that.
Like, I guess his concern was about, like, his delivery. It was, like, the bottom half just doesn't really
matter. Yeah, no, that's definitely a concern.
Yeah.
But, like, Kyle McDaniel was like, these are the reasons why it will still work, though. And then Keith Law was just like, nah, it's not going to work. Like, all right.
Whatever. Thanks, wrong, bro. Severino.
But, I mean, he could ultimately be right. I don't know. We will have to see. We've seen too many people fall out of the sky to think that anybody is a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it? I think just last year, I think Baseball Prospectus had Jose Ramirez ranked as the second best prospect in the system.
Oh, man. Remember when Jose Ramirez was, like, good? Oh, my God. And then he became a reliever, and almost overnight, no one cared about him anymore. And then he got into the majors and sucked. And kind of fell on the face of the earth. I actually forgot that he was in the system.
That's where he is at this point. I mean,
like that's how fast it can change.
I wonder if Ramirez ever had a season as like healthy as Severino just had either. Whatever. I think we'll see where Severino goes, but like I feel like we should just wait to see if he actually needs to go to the bullpen before just declaring, oh yeah, I know, he's gonna be a reliever.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to, like, go ahead and assign him that fate now when he's still starting.
And still kicking ass starting.
Yeah.
Killing it. Aaron Judge.
Ooh.
Awesome. Aaron Judge.
I don't think he's a reliever.
No, he's not.
I would hope that he's not, because that would be awkward.
How would you know the difference between him and him and Dylan? Because, like...
You can't.
They're both... gigantic humans.
Wait, is Dellen 6'8"? Or are they both 6'7"?
Dellen's 6'8". That's why I wear 68.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
But yes, Aaron Judge is a monster of a man. And he has ridiculous power. And...
Wait, I mean, basically everything that anybody says about him is like, oh man, I'm so surprised that he's actually good instead of just, like, hitting a bunch of home runs. And it's like... Yeah, like, that is the biggest part of what has been so amazing, is that he's this giant lumbering power hitter that isn't really a power hitter.
He could become a power hitter in addition to his awesome already.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he is kind of a solid all-around hitter right now, and I will accept that over, you know, a 20-something home run strikeout machine guy, which... is what everyone, you know, expected him to be going forward. Because, like, he's huge. And you can only be so good with that kind of body. And so it was like, if he ultimately ended up as Adam Dunn, be like, I'd take that.
Gladly.
Yeah. But he could be better. He could be better than Adam Dunn. And, like, that would be amazing. I'd still accept Adam Dunn.
Considering, how little the system's produced for position players.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that in Kylie McDaniel's article, he talked about how people thought that Judge was, like, uncoachable and stuff, but that, like, the Yankees have kind of just let him do whatever, and it's obviously working.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he's pretty interesting. You, Judge.
Yeah. They're just like, well... Apparently he said that the Yankees, like, let them do what they want, and then if they see that that's not working, then they step in and try to make adjustments. But obviously whatever Judge is doing is working because he was really good.
So have they never said anything to Cecil Culver?
You can't help everyone.
Stop sucking.
There's only so much you can do for everyone.
You can't hit for him.
You can make him stop hitting from one side of the plate, but...
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You can drown him, though.
They need to just throw Cito in. Tied to an anchor.
Go back to school! So you have your whole life ahead of you.
Have you considered pitching?
Anyway, moving on to...
Greg Bird!
Greg Bird!
Who? Greg Bird.
Greg Bird.
Greg Bird.
All right,
Greg Bird is the best prospect in the world.
Yeah, it takes a lot of willpower not to just rank him first, like...
Yeah, yeah, it had to be reasonable.
Look it up.
Because,
number
you know...
Overall.
Number one prospect in the world.
He might be number three on the list, but he's number one in our hearts.
Yeah. No, I think the biggest step he took, like, it was just showing up on all these prospect lists. It's like, he's the number three first base prospect in the world. And, you know, the impressive part is that, like, he's finally making all these lists just on his ability to hit alone, because, like, he's obviously not going to get much credit for being a kind of unathletic first baseman. You know?
I feel like unathletic is kind of unfair, because it's not like he's, like, Miguel Cabrera.
No.
Like, he's not some fat slob that's, like...
Well, no, I would say
fat
first baseman. I mean, most first basemen are unathletic.
Yeah.
You know, comparatively in the field.
I mean, I don't think he is going to be fantastic defensively, but... I don't think he will be, like, one of those guys who has to just stick at first base because he's terrible either. Like Peter O'Brien.
No, but he's a catcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Believe the Diamondbacks, he's going to be a catcher.
Yeah, so, like...
And the other thing to worry about is just the back.
Yeah, he's too young to already have to worry about back issues, and those are scary and recurring and career altering at times.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a concern.
But I mean, I think what's makes
he can have my back.
What makes his season even better is that the fact that, like, he missed, like, what, the first month of the season from a back injury, and then came back and, like, had an awesome season, and then had an even more amazing fall.
Yeah, he was really good in the Arizona Fall League. I mean, he basically led, like, everyone, I think.
So, yeah, he won the MVP. So, like...
I mean, like, pure numbers, I think.
Yeah, he led every category.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
You know, so, like, it's good to see that the back issue didn't affect him as much as it could have, you know, because... There are definitely times where, you know, prospect is hurt, finally comes back, and it's clearly affecting him. You know, or he just kind of sucks. Like, I think
he did well hitting homers after he was promoted to AA, which is not, like, you know, a hitter's ballpark.
He was still walking a ton, too.
Yeah, he has ridiculous play discipline.
The thing is, like... So. Like, for a while now, people have been like, nah, his bat's not really legit, blah, blah, blah. You know, he'll strike out a ton. But now after, I think especially after what he did in the fall, like, people are like, oh my god, this guy's going to be amazing. He's going to hit all these home runs. He can walk and stuff. And it's like, the skills were already there. It's just like, when these people are ranking prospects, it's like, easy to, I guess, kind of pay more attention to, like, the flashy, hotter hitters. And
well, first base isn't sexy, so...
No, not at all. And, like, you really... If you want to be highly regarded, you have to really destroy the baseball.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that, like, his first two seasons, he had a ton of injuries, too. So, Like 2013 was his first big one. So maybe people just need to see him actually do it again. But he did it. So
yeah.
He's like, suck on that. See, that's why Greg Bird doesn't have Twitter, because he would just be tweeting.
I'm Greg Bird. I think if Greg Bird owned a Twitter, it would just say Greg Bird all the time. I think I'm going to start that. I'm going to start that Twitter.
Have we talked about Greg Bird now? Because I'm not sure. No.
This is the Greg Bird podcast, right? This is the Birdcast, right?
Man, we have to, like, do a celebratory podcast when he gets called up to the majors. Like, we will get just so drunk and just, like, scream Greg Bird into the microphone for, like, an hour and then, like, podcast. Yes! Done!
Or just to record, like, live reactions to his first at-bat. Greg Bird!
We have to do that. That'll be amazing. It'll be gold for the future.
I hit the page down button and I got to Gary Sanchez. No.
Well, we skipped one.
Are we going in order? I mean,
yeah.
Ref Snyder.
Yes, let's talk about Rob Ref Snyder. He's a lot of fun.
I have a lot of hope that Steven Drew just will suck and Ref Snyder will be the second baseman, unfortunately. That's my hope. Those are my dreams.
It's possible.
I mean, I don't think it would happen for, like, a while, though. That's the thing. Like, they would just be like, oh, hold on. He might break out. I hope they don't wait as long as they did with Brian Roberts.
Yeah, exactly. If he's not hitting by July, like I'm saying, July 1st, like...
That's a long time.
It is a long time. But, you know... They need to be more actionable when, like, clearly something's not working. Like, they did it with Brian Roberts. They did it with Soriano. You know, like, they hold on to these dead players too long thinking that, like, they're finally going to figure it out. And it's like, I'd rather get rid of a player too soon than too late. You know, if he's not effective. And Steven Drew is not somebody that we need to hold on to. Like,
I'll give him until my birthday before I start getting really upset about his existence. Any longer than that, I'm going to start getting upset. And then he'll become a hate vessel.
Yeah, I feel like it won't even take that long for him to become a hate vessel for you.
You're right. But... after my birthday, like, I'll have a lot less patience about it.
It'll be like the second week of spring training.
The second week?
Yeah, that's true. First time you, like,
get off my team!
Oh god, look the way you did that. Rob Ref Snyder would do it so much better. Oh man. But I do like Ref Snyder a lot, obviously.
I do too.
His I feel like his bat is gonna play pretty well. At second base, as long as you can stay there. I mean,
just learn defense, son. That's all you have to do.
Just get to, like, Cano level defense. I should declare.
Cano level defense is, like, the best defense in the world.
No. I meant to say young Cano level defense, which wasn't that good, but, like, was passable. Not current Cano defense. I don't think that's realistic.
Just get to, you know, gold glove status. It's fine.
that's all we're asking.
Not too much to ask.
It's fine, right? Can we talk about Keith Law on Rob Ref Snyder, maybe?
Keith Law's a hater.
Like, how wrong is that assessment of him? Like, not even, like, whether he thinks that Rob Ref Snyder is going to be good or not. Just his basis for this opinion is not based on any facts. Because, he's kind of just a hater. Because... there's nothing wrong with Ref Snyder's abilities, like play discipline. You know, he has power for a second baseman, so I don't know what is the issue. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
Bam. Dropping the mic. Shooting the gun, dropping the mic.
When I said that we were going to go in order, I didn't really want to talk about Gary Sinise. He's so not exciting anymore.
Like, yeah, he'll hit dingers occasionally, and that's about it.
He doesn't even hit that many. Like, yeah. It's not like he's, you know, hitting, like, 25.
Well, the thing is, like, he's not necessarily, like, putting up bad numbers.
No,
they're
but
just
he's not
completely,
putting up,
like, uninteresting numbers.
Exciting numbers.
Yeah, and, like, for a top prospect, you have to, like, we have to see him, like, blow up at some point. Like, he's got to, like, tear apart the league, and he has not done that.
Well, it's hard to do that when you get benched for a week.
That is also true. So, like, under concerns for his attitude, issues of his defense, and then, you know, the fact that his hitting has not been as exciting as you want it to be, it's like, he's not really that interesting.
He's not, and I don't know, like, I'm losing faith.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
it's draining fast.
I understand that he's, like, not old, and I understand that he's, like, not bad, and, like, all of that, but I think all the, like, excitement is gone. Like, if he makes it, great, but, like, I don't expect it. And it seems like his drive to do so is lacking, because I mean, there are things you can't control, and then, like, there are things you can, and your attitude is one of those things. And, like, I don't want to get, like, preachy or anything, but, like, if you're getting benched for a week because you have a bad attitude, like, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's like, not acceptable.
If, like, a consensus opinion on you is, like, this, just say, has a very negative attitude, that's not
yeah.
a good sign at all.
Because that, like, for better or worse, that kind of sticks with you. You know, like, Montero got this, like, bad reputation when he was in the minors for, like, you know, kind of dogging it and not having the best attitude. And it's like, that stayed with him to now after throwing, you know, going into the stands. Like, I just feel like it's really bad when the opinion on you is like, yeah, you just don't care. Because if you don't care, then why do I care? So
right. And, like, it's not like other teams are going to not know about this either. Like,
right.
They'll know that. I think pretty sure Kyle McDaniel mentioned that, too. Like, if a team sees a guy in a potential package and they know that he doesn't have good makeup, they're not going to take him, probably.
Right.
So he's not even that good at trade chip, really. Like, people keep making these mock trades, and, like, obviously it's fun to make mock trades at Gary Sanchez now because no one wants him. But, like, here's the thing. Why would other teams want him that much either?
The shine has definitely worn off, and I don't know that. I mean, I guess he could be amazing again and get some of it back, but at this point I feel like the organization has to be getting sick of dealing with it, so you just end up being another Montero where, like, he does well and they ship him off so they don't have to deal with it anymore.
I'd love that at this point.
I mean, like, if he turned into another Pineda, like, I would do backflips.
Yeah, you know, like, the reason why I feel like he's still, you know, a top five prospect is because he at least maybe has some trade value that, you know, an organization like the Phillies would be like, yeah, we'll take him.
If that's true, then,
like,
go ahead. I feel like, exactly. I don't know, that's bad, but, like, I just don't care anymore.
It's like, well, at this
I'm
point,
sorry.
No. It's not that his value has fallen that far. It's that it's falling, and it will currently
continue
to fall. And like they did with Mason Williams, you know, it's just going to continue to fall until he's, like, worthless. Trade him now before it happens. They should have traded Mason Williams, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think you could have predicted that Mason was going to just, like, crater the way that he did. I mean, he, like, tore a hole in the earth from how much he has just, like, fallen. It's insane. And, like, you know, if they had traded him after his, you know, really good 2012 season, like, we would have burned down Cashman's house. Like,
yeah, but then we would have been all like, oh.
Yeah, but that's hindsight.
It wasn't clear that he was going to be crappy yet.
Maybe.
But. Like, any prospect can turn to crap, but if the thing is like, okay, just trade everyone after they have a good season because they might get bad, then, like, we'll never have anyone who's...
Yeah, no, you can't really live like that.
But as far as Gary Sanchez is concerned, I really just don't care.
Completely over him. Do you want to skip Ian Clarkin? Because I really don't have much to talk about with him.
I don't really have much to say about him.
He has great mechanics, and people really seem to like him, and I feel like the consensus seems to be that his peak is not necessarily going to be what, like, Severino's peak level is. Like, they see him more as, like, a mid-rotation starter, but I think, like, if he can mature into that, that'd be extremely valuable, especially for a left-handed starter.
Yeah. So. I think he's, like, he's solid, but he's not, like, flashy. Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's never going to be, like, a year where you're like, holy crap, Ian Clarkin, but that's fine as long as it's not like, holy crap, Ian Clarkin, did you die?
He won't die.
I feel like he's very solid. And you need that because that means the floor is higher. The ceiling may not be, like, insanely high, but, like, I think he will be solid.
I'm impressed that, like, people consider his floor to be that high at the moment, considering, like, he's only just turning 20 in, like,
right.
a week.
Yeah.
And people already think that he has this really high floor. So, you know, it's, again, not, like, flashy, but, like, I would say flashier than, say, like, David Phelps was around.
Oh, absolutely. So. Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Well, he was a first-round pick, so, yeah.
He's exciting, but not, like, top 50 prospect lists.
Yeah, well, his velocity is, like, low 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't really rely on that. He just has, you know, a good breaking pitches and, like, you know, he's more advanced for his age. And, like, I think that's what they said about him when they first drafted him, like, that he was so advanced for being so young. And that doesn't mean, you know, necessarily that, you know, he's going to turn into this, like, ace, but that he's got these abilities that he can just get hitters out. No matter how sexy or flashy it's going to look, he's going to get them out. And I think that's extremely valuable.
Yeah.
And while people think that Severino is, like, higher potential, I think they see Clarkin as a much safer bet to actually stay in the rotation. So definitely value there as well.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So, Jorge Mateo, he's cool. He's
an infant.
He's a baby.
Does he walk yet?
Maybe. Like, it's hard to really talk about Mateo so much, because all we really hear right now are just, like, kind of whispers of his potential.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, the thing that makes Mateo so exciting is that he's a shortstop. Like, you know, if he wasn't a shortstop, like, would we care nearly as much? Probably not. But there's supposedly a whole lot to be excited about. So I'm excited about the possibility of excitement.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pre-excitement.
Yeah. I'm full of pre-excitement.
Well, the thing about Mateo is that, like, yeah, sure, it sounds all great and stuff, but, like, and, like, everyone is, like, throwing him on the, like, top 10 prospect list, but I'm just, like, he played 15 games in rookie ball this year and then got hurt. Like, what are we really basing all this excitement over? Like, I understand that it's potential and the scouting reports, and I definitely believe that. I definitely believe that he is talent, but it's just hard for me to, like, really consider this guy one of the best prospects in the system when he's not even played, like, a full season at a level, like, at rookie ball. Like, I don't even consider rookie ball prospects really that much. And then, like, he has barely played there. So it's hard for me to, like, say, yeah, this guy's definitely, like, the number seven prospect in the Yankee system. It's like, this is all hypothetical. Like, nothing.
Yeah, but everyone is hypothetical.
Sure, yeah. But we are at least basing these off of, you know, some kind of track record. And I feel like until Jorge Mateo has a track record of some kind, it's like, you know, like, I initially, when I wrote my list, I had him outside of the top 10. I might be being a contrarian right here, but that's where I initially put him. And, you know, it's just...
Well, it's always difficult to, like, balance, like, actual results with
potential. Like, I'm not going to get excited about this guy until, like, he proves that he's, like, you know, tears up the whatever league he's in for a year. And then I could be like, oh, God, this guy could be great.
I wonder if they'll send him to the to Pulaski to start with.
Yeah, I think they will.
I bet they probably will.
Something a little bit more than rookie ball.
Enjoy Virginia!
Yay! But, I mean, I am excited to see what he can do, because there seems to be a consensus that he is, like, legit. But I want to see it first before I'm going to get it. I don't want to set myself up for heartache.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, like, Tanya, you're ranking him number 4. You're going to set yourself up for some cries.
No, I mean...
No?
I've accepted it.
Exactly. Like, I've come to accept that more often than not, these guys are going to disappoint me. And I feel like they're kind of like those, like, scratch-off lottery tickets. Like, you have a lot of them, and it's exciting because, like, they could be worth something, but, like, the vast majority of them are going to be like, nah. No. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it.
Yep.
Right.
He'll be whatever he is, and next time we rank them, I'll adjust accordingly.
Show me that 80 grade speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who's not very far away, Lindgren.
Yeah. He up to 17.3 K per night.
He was ridiculous.
Mildly. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I really wanted him to make the majors for, like, selfish reasons, but...
Yeah. Only selfish reasons.
At that point, I hadn't realized that he threw so many innings in college, that he was almost to 80.
Yeah.
Freaking college sports, man. Come on. What are you guys doing?
It's pretty crazy. But the way that he just, like, tore it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he pretty much killed it.
Basically, until he sort of started running out of innings and started kind of walking people, but until that, he was just, like, completely dominant. It was insane to watch.
It's like, oh, yeah, there was some... Oh, he struck out the side, you know.
He struck out the side twice.
Yeah, there was some, casual, you know, control concerns late in the season, but yeah, that could easily be chalked up to just fatigue.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, they didn't do any, you know, serious damage to him. You know, I don't know, you know, what condition he was by the end of the year, but, like, yeah, they worked him pretty hard. Well, not just the Yankees, but, like, you know, baseball itself, because threw a lot of innings. When you're a reliever coming from college, you're going to throw a lot of innings. And, like, you know, it would have been really exciting to see him in the majors, be the first guy from the draft class to make the majors, and that obviously ended up being Brandon Finnegan instead. But,
ooh,
you know, we don't know. Like, in a year, Brandon Finnegan, his arm could be destroyed. And, you know, then where will he and the Royals be? You know, it's better safe than sorry, especially in a year where it was pretty much a lost cause.
Yeah.
He had all those innings in the playoffs, too.
And he's coming to spring training.
Yeah, Lindgren's coming to spring training. Like, he's going to legitimately compete for a job. I mean, I don't know if they'd give him one out of spring training.
Yeah, but,
probably not, but I wonder if, like, if he presses enough, it'll do something to change, you know. They're going to call him up at the end of April instead of, you know, June or something. I don't know. Like, can he impress them enough where they change their plan?
I'll be interested to see how he does.
Yeah, I definitely want to see him against, like, major league competition, because scouts said, like, he could get out major league hitters immediately, right after the draft. Like, he could just go right into the majors and get major league hitters out. And I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that happen.
Slatter. Just making people look terrible.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like he'll definitely come this year as long as his game doesn't go to hell. As long as he doesn't pull a Mark Montgomery.
No.
Don't even.
No, too soon.
Let's not. It is too soon.
It's way too soon, forever. It'll always be too soon.
So much promise. So much potential.
You made him a picture that one time.
Which is why this happened, you realize.
Why don't you start making your profile picture, like, I don't know, Cecil Culver?
No.
Put them on the fire.
I have some self-respect. I've stopped doing prospects, though, because it is...
Try for the best.
Stick with Victor. He's better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but now all the penguins are dying.
No, they're not.
Well, that one penguin picked the Super Bowl incorrectly, so...
They did.
That's not my fault. I don't control football penguins.
Did Victor pick the correct football team?
Victor always picks the correct team.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Does that make him a bandwagoner?
Ooh.
No, he picks them ahead of time. He's smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone else follows him. He's the bandwagon leader.
Exactly. Him and his little wings.
So, next, Luis Torrens is another guy I feel like we can't really say all that much about.
He's another child.
He's another baby man. Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough.
He was born after Jeter made his major league debut, I mean.
All right.
If you were born in 1996, I just really don't want to hear from you.
Get out. It's
disgusting.
Get out. But I mean, yeah, he's really young, and the thing is, like, they were trying to be aggressive with him, and it didn't really work out, and, you know, I can't really fault him for that, because he was 18 years old in low A, and that's insane.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's obviously, like, not what you want to see. You clearly want to see him tear up the league at 18 years old. It's just not going to happen. But, I mean, it's
they gave him a challenge, and...
Yeah, I mean, the worst thing was that he got hurt.
Yeah.
But then, like, he did pretty well when he went back to Staten Island.
Yeah, it was in New York Penn League. He did great.
Yeah.
And people said he was easily the best prospect on that team. Granted, I don't think there was a huge competition, but still.
Well, yeah, so while the 2014 season wasn't really as great as you'd want it to see, you know, it's not going to hurt. It doesn't hurt him really that much.
No.
So I'd like to see, you know, what he does this year. I mean, there's a chance. I don't know if they would put him in the New York Penn League again, or if they would finally move him up to low A and just let him figure it out, or what they would do.
I mean, but after a season, I feel like after a season in Staten Island, they'll probably just be like, yeah, we'll try you in Charleston, and hopefully you'll stick this time. So.
Yeah, I guess so. So hopefully it'll, you know, he'll figure something out, and, you know, we'll see some of this potential that he apparently has, you know, because as much as we said Jesus Montero was the catcher of the future, we also decided that, oh, you know, Gary Sanchez is also the catcher of the future, and now that Gary Sanchez is not that great, now Luis Torrens is the catcher of the future, and it's just like, it would be nice to see something come from it at some point.
Yeah, it's nice that, as opposed to like Sanchez and Montero, people actually do seem to like his defense. So
yeah, I mean,
definitely a plus.
I don't think he became a catcher until later, but like I've heard that like he's adapted to being a catcher pretty well.
I think when they signed him in 2012, he had never caught before. They're just like, we're gonna make you a catcher. He's like,
yay, good luck. Go get him, kid.
So they did with Posada. They're like, you're not an infielder. You're gonna play catcher.
Yeah, but they played him at second base before they decided to make him a catcher.
So the Dodgers did with Mike Piazza too. They're just like, you're gonna be a catcher. He's like,
right.
Yeah. Next. Who's next? Oh.
Shigailo.
Yep.
He needs to catch up to his friends that he was drafted with.
Yeah, man.
Is the thing.
Like, he's not bad. He's just...
not exciting.
Mediocre.
Yeah. And he got hurt.
Yeah.
Again.
Was he the one that got drilled in the head?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, he got hurt hitting that home run.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
then he missed all that time.
He hurt his hip hitting that home run.
And then later he went to the Arizona Fall League and got hit in the head.
Yeah. Man.
Mm.
That was rough.
Yeah.
And apparently he needs a lot of work at third base, too.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, that, like, you know, his defense is not that great. And
we
it was like...
got Greg Barter first, so...
Yep.
Figure it out, son.
You got limited options, man.
Suck it up.
Like, yeah, there have been definitely a large array of takes on his defense. Like...
hot takes, you think?
Some hot takes on his defense, like... he was going to be a third baseman, and it's like, oh, no, he's not going to be a third baseman. He's going to be a third baseman. Oh, no, he's not a third baseman. Like, it just keeps... I feel like it keeps going back and forth on what the consensus is. Right now, it seems like his defense is not that great. And not that his offense is too bad where it couldn't, like, you know, you couldn't expect to, like, put it all together and kind of rake a bit. But, like, it's not where you want it to be. Compared to where, you know, his defense is also not where you want it to be. So it's like, what is he really showing?
Well, when he was drafted, you know, he was supposed to be this, like, super polished college player.
Yeah.
Who was pretty much there offensively. And I feel like he hasn't really shown that yet.
Yeah, like, he has power, but he just strikes out a ton.
Yeah.
Scouts say that his swing has holes in it, too.
So I guess when they said, like, oh, he's really polished, like, his offense is there, I was expecting more.
Maybe they just meant literally he was polished.
Well, I mean, he does have that, like, receding hairline thing.
Yeah, yeah, so his head is polished. He's a polished hitter. So, yeah, like, I don't see that advanced hitter that they were talking about. Like, he strikes out a ton. And his bat just doesn't seem... like, that advanced, so I don't know if it took a step back or what, but I'm not seeing that.
What's interesting is that if you just look at, like, by straight OPS, which, you know, does have its flaws, but, like, he and Greg Bird had almost the same OPS in Tampa this year. So, like, I feel like his bat, if they did eventually decide to move him over to first base, then it could still work out, potentially. But
nope, Greg Bird's playing there.
Yeah, Greg Bird exists, though.
Yes, well, if Greg Bird...
no,
Greg Bird.
Don't.
I said if he becomes Greg Bird, positive.
What if Greg Bird became a shortstop?
Our love for him would grow.
I think he would immediately become a Hall of Famer.
I think so. Put him in there on the first day. He would have his debut and Hall of Fame induction ceremony in the same day.
Absolutely.
His number the same day.
Yeah.
Now coming to the plate, making his major league debut and Hall of Fame induction.
Greg Bird. I wonder if he knows how much we love him. And is
he
okay
has
with
to.
That?
He
I feel like
has
he could
to.
I feel like he could feel it. Like, I feel like our love just, like, radiates around him.
I think I tweeted to someone last year or the year before that Greg Bird needs to be on Twitter. So his friends are probably telling him, like, hey, man, these people love you.
Twitter loves you.
Twitter loves you.
Twitterless, like, Greg Bird.
Could you imagine if Greg Bird got on Twitter? It'd be insane. Be like, oh my god.
I would never do anything else.
I would never. I would unfollow everyone else.
Just Greg Bird in my feed all the time.
All the time.
Timeline
all day.
Of Greg Bird.
All day long.
Greg Bird.
Greg Bird. Greg Bird.
And now we're back to Greg Bird.
We never left her.
Sorry, Jugilo. We're back to Greg Bird. Should we move on, or should we just talk about Greg Bird?
Yeah,
yes.
We'll come back to Greg Bird.
Tyler Austin.
He might live. He
might be a thing.
He might be alive.
Can we have at least one of those, like, the three from Heath got Mason and Austin pan out? That'd be fun. And not
yeah,
even
man.
Like pan out, as in, like, be super, super relevant. Just, like, be a useful guy.
Austin, who was, like, the least exciting of the three.
Though, like Greg Bird, if he had that one really big breakout season, and then we're just like, oh! That's when he started going on, like, top 100 lists, and then,
right.
Then after that he got hurt. So.
Yeah, hopefully that's kind of behind him, because, like, second half of the season, he was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I want to see more of that. You know, and, you know, maybe at some point the upside was, like, you know, an everyday right fielder. I don't know if he's going to be able to hit with enough power to do that. But if he's, like, a, you know, fourth outfielder slash, you know, first baseman outfielder guy, I would be totally okay with that. Like, if he's an upgrade over someone like Chris Young, I'm all on it. I'm all over it. Let's do it.
Way to keep those expectations in check.
I know. Hey, I don't even care anymore. I just want somebody to be productive and useful on the team.
I wonder if they're going to just put him straight into AAA, or if they just bring him back to Trenton.
I'm guessing they're going to put him in AAA.
Yeah, have to figure out that Trenton team's going to have to start graduating some of those outfielders eventually, right?
Yeah.
Was Florida last year?
Yeah,
okay, good. And Cave, is probably about time for AAA, too.
Who?
Jake Cave. And, I mean, Judge is probably not long away from AAA.
Nope. He's got to handle AA first, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, if he keeps hitting the way that he did.
I really want him to show up the first day, and then, like, the pitcher just runs off the mat. I'm not here.
No, I'm scared. Don't hurt me. Just, like, rolls the ball up there. I'm out.
Oh, man. I think I'm definitely going to have to go see... I'm going to definitely have to go see Aaron Judge and Trenton.
Yeah.
He was made for a team called the Thunder.
The Thunder.
Sorry, Tyler Austin, we start talking about... We got to talk about, like, better prospects.
We keep going back to the good people. Sorry, other people.
No offense, Tyler Austin, because you're actually decent.
I'm excited for Tyler Austin because he's so close to the majors. And
like, I mean, this team is rolling with Beltran.
Yeah. So. And if he can keep up what he was doing, you know, after the All-Star break, he could find himself in the majors, like, this year. And that would be pretty interesting to see, considering that Carlos Beltran, it will probably die at some point.
Oh, I feel like that's almost a certainty.
Yeah.
I wonder if his elbow's working.
I doubt it.
Has he tried? Has he just been in a sling?
Lost his elbow, it's gone.
His forearm connects directly to his shoulder now.
His arm is a bat.
He comes into spring training. Hey guys, what's up, Carlos?
Something's different about you.
Do you have a new hairstyle? No, you're bald.
The mole is at work here. I think it's dangerous.
Moving around the space.
I wonder if his mole talks to him.
Maybe they can transport the mole to be a new elbow.
Oh, God. Reconstitute it into an elbow?
Sounds like Tommy John surgery in a way.
Oh, no.
Carlos Beltran surgery.
Move the mole.
Move the mole, reform it into an elbow. And we have devolved into chaos.
That would be so terrifying.
Would it be terrifying? Could you even tell?
I would know.
You would just know because they reported it, and you just couldn't look at him the same way.
I'd be picturing a mole.
A mole? Elbow?
Yes.
A molebow.
Well, I'd say that this podcast is so far a success. We've killed Tanya.
Carlos Beltran has hit the 15-day deal with a molebow spray.
Oh dear.
And he'll have like key quotes when he's talking about, like, if the pitcher takes a really long time to throw the ball, my elbow gets tired.
Okay. Domingo Herman.
He's a thing.
He's new.
It's Herman?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh, come
Did
on.
You think it was German?
Yeah.
No.
Domingo German.
No.
That's how Spanish works.
Yeah.
I don't care. German is so much better. Domingo Herman? Like,
yeah.
What the hell? It's not even an H. All right. I don't know. Got nothing to say about him.
He's new and he's interesting. He's the third best pitcher in the system. He's still a starter for now, but there are more questions about him than Severino's.
Yay! More questions about whether or not starters will be starters.
It's a trademark of the Yankee system.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, like, the David Phelps of the world.
We need more David Phelps in this world. Ain't not enough.
If only we had Caleb Smith. He's a top prospect.
Does anybody have anything to say about him?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder because we don't really know as much about him. But, you know, he seems interesting. It was nice that he was just randomly in that trade.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, by the way, you got this guy.
Thanks, Marlins.
He's 22. He was in...
Enjoy David Phelps.
Low A. You know, it's something that you didn't expect the Yankees to be able to acquire. And it's nice to see that they were able to, you know, they got Eovaldi and like, that was great. But then like, then they get this prospect and, you know, maybe nothing happens from it, but from a value standpoint, they got pretty good value.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think Cashman literally said like, oh yeah, we just got another lottery ticket. It's bad, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Cash is just like, I'm collecting all these.
This did guy.
Did you see what I did in July? If you were a teenager and in the Dominican, then we signed you.
Damn, I'm neither.
Okay, who's next?
Jake Cave.
He's good.
He's good stuff. Yeah, he's like another kind of pure hitter kind of guy.
He's probably like, I guess, the third best outfielder in the system, depending on where Tyler Austin ultimately checks out.
Yeah. Wait, who's number two?
Tyler Austin.
Oh, we're putting him. Okay.
I said depending on where he shakes out.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. Yeah. So, I would definitely put him in the top three. Like, if we were to create a starting outfield from the outfielders, he would be in the starting outfield. Bam.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something along those lines.
He does have good defense, too.
So we hear.
Yeah, you know, he can hit the ball. He doesn't have a lot of power, but he's got some pretty good defense going on for him. And he's pretty solid. Like, surprisingly, he was, like, given a lot of attention in the top prospect lists, like, this past year. Like, MLB.com put him in the top 10.
Yeah, wasn't he, like, 6th or something?
6th or 7th or something? It was insane. It was like, whoa, what? And, you know, maybe that's questionable, but it's good to see that, you know, some of these guys coming up through the system are thought of so highly. And, yeah, he definitely has skill. It's just a matter of, you know, how much of it can make up for the fact that, like, you know, he doesn't hit for power. And I don't think he's very fast. You know, we have some of these guys in the system that are not quite center fielders, but not quite corner outfielders. And it's like, you know, you want to see where this guy ends up. And it's said that he can play all three outfield positions, so he's going to have some value going forward.
I was going to say one more thing about Cave, and it's not like he doesn't have any power. Like, he has doubles power, which is useful.
Sure.
Like, he's kind of like, I mean, the Brett Gardner comps are inevitable, especially when his own manager made the comparison, so can only hope.
He's like Tyler Austin, kind of. He's got doubles power, but he doesn't really have home run power. So he's more athletic than Tyler Austin.
Okay. Ty Hensley.
He has, like, the worst luck in the world.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Like, oh, you're drafted. You have this weird hip condition. Oh, hey, you're finally pitching. You're going to get brutalized in the offseason. I just can't believe that. It just happened. I can't believe that news happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, it's hard to really gauge what kind of value he has in him, considering he's barely played. You know, he finally got into some games last year, and it seemed, I guess, good. It wasn't bad. You know, it's not like he was going out there and getting lit up. So that's really all you're asking to see at that point. But he's getting old. And it'd be nice to see him, you know, pitch for a full year.
Yeah, the nice thing is that he's only 21, so.
Yeah, it's definitely like, you know, he's still a prospect, obviously, but, like, it's getting kind of old for the fact that he hasn't really played at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they could just pretend that it was like he's in college, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just got out of college and, like, was also sleeping for 3 years.
Can they just give him, like, a university sweatshirt to, like, wear around?
That's cute. Yankees University. Everyone's a winner.
That's not even true.
Where everyone loses.
Where no one actually makes the majors.
Where no one wins. Where no one loses because no one wins.
Brian Mitchell?
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing is, like, I feel like they're hoping that Brian Mitchell can be, like, Shane Green. But...
that's, like, pretty much best case scenario.
That's best case scenario. But the thing is, like, Shane Green was nothing until he was Shane Green.
Right.
So I guess there's hope. I mean, I've never really been a big Brian Mitchell believer. I've thought that, like, the whole... he's got tons of potential, but never throws it on the mound. 13. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, considering the fact that he's, like, major league ready, he's gotta get some credit for that. God.
But major league ready to be blown up in the majors.
I mean, we don't necessarily know that, though. So.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if that happened, there would be no part of me that was stunned.
No.
No, but, like, I feel like we felt the same way, again, like, when Shane Green was first promoted, and he's like, oh, Shane Green.
Yeah, but I didn't expect Shane Green to be good either. I feel like lightning doesn't strike the same place twice.
No.
Well, the Yankees are hoping.
And the fact that he has better stuff than Green.
I mean, honestly, all he has to do is be better than Chris Capuano.
Maybe I just don't like his face. Let's be real here.
How is his face?
It's not cute.
How does Brian Mitchell rank on the all-attractive team?
He's, like,
pretty low. Hate that guy.
Who's the bottom?
I'm just saying that maybe that's why I'm anti-Mitchell.
On a scale of Randy Johnson to David Robertson.
It's pretty low.
No, Randy Johnson to Rick Bird. But we all know. We all know. Those eyebrows.
Greg Bird's face is the shining beacon of light. That's right.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, anyway. Brian Mitchell, tons of potential, doesn't really show it a lot. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
not
blah, a cute back to Greg. Blah, 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 back
not
to
a, Greg not Bird. Not a cute face. Greg Bird is better.
But at least he reclaimed number 65 from Hillville Hughes.
Yay. You win.
Yay.
Bill Hughes, who's not blocked us.
I cannot believe that. That is
your
insane.
Tears are so sweet, Bill Hughes.
Someone's hurt. I don't even know what we
said. They taste
said.
Salty like you.
You're dumb, Bill Hughes. You're dumb. Bam.
I never even tweeted at him. I don't understand. Whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Miguel Andujar.
Miguel Andujar?
Andujar. Miguel.
Makes all the errors.
Yay!
I feel like he's another of the Jigaila types where, like, they're really not really sure if he's going to actually stay at third base, but the bat, they really like.
I don't know. I've heard that they like him. They think that he has got a lot of raw power, and that the defensive skill is there for him to, like, kind of tap into. I mean, right now he kind of sucks, but I think they think that, like, you know, he's got a strong arm. I guess maybe he's got, I don't know, good instinct or something. I don't know. What
he did really well in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but, like, the potential is there. I don't know if he's necessarily tapped into it, but they think that he could actually be a pretty solid two-way guy.
And he's another one of those guys that's, like, a child.
Yeah,
like he is also still a child.
He turns 20 in March, so. So, work on it.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, I feel like he's the guy that a lot of people are saying. He could be the guy that will break out this year of the prospects we haven't really heard of about.
Be nice. I mean, he was kind of...
I'd support it.
Yeah, he was kind of put neck and neck with whatever the hell his name is, Avelino.
Yeah.
But Avelino has not really done much, and it seems like Miguel Andujar has a lot more going for him, at least now. We'll see what happens in season.
And I guess he'll go to, like, Tampa if he was in Charleston last year.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the natural progression.
Well, if Jigalo gets out of the way.
Well, I mean, I assume so, right? I thought, wasn't Jigalo in train at the end of the season?
No. Was he? No. I don't think so.
No, you're right. But I feel like they'd probably promote Jigalo. Who knows?
Well, they don't have anything at third in Trenton, so why not?
DBJ!
Oh, yeah, maybe he'll be in...
DJ!
Scranton!
We're gonna turn around and he's gonna be on the Major League roster.
He's gonna break camp.
It's like, wait, what? How'd this happen?
They're gonna release A-Rod and...
It's like, the emergence of DBJ.
DBJ.
He runs out of the tunnel.
Majors.
I would, you know what, I would tap dance if they released A-Rod and added DBJ to the roster. I don't even care.
But do they play him? Is he just there for, you know,
he's
for
the
show?
Mascot.
He's the mascot. He goes out and dances in between innings?
No, he does that rap group or whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah, him and Mason Williams. That's their best chance of finding success.
I don't know, DBJ was pretty good last year.
DBJ was pretty good.
DBJ was alive, which is like...
I am hesitant to put him on... you know, top 20 list, but he was pretty good.
Maybe
I'd
top
like...
30.
Yeah, definitely top 30. But, like, I'd like to see an encore, and then we can take it more seriously.
Do you want more?
No. I don't.
Ramon Flores.
Ramon. I don't know, I really like him. I don't think that he really has that big of an upside. But I like him as far as, you know, random player is concerned. I think that
he's cool as a person.
Yeah, no, I'd hang out with him, you know. But I feel like he is pretty solid in, like he'd be a much better version of Almonte. Zoilo Almonte. And, like, I'd be cool with that. And I'd be fine with that because that's something the Yankees could use, which is like anything. They could use anything. Anything that's useful, they could use. So, like, if they had Zoilo Almonte who was actually good at baseball, for instance, I'd support it. I'd be pro that. Pro good baseball players.
Zoilo might start on the Braves.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, it sucks. It kind of sucked that, you know, Flores got hurt. He hurt his ankle and missed most of the season. But, like, he was off to he was doing pretty well, you know, before he got hurt. And it would have been nice to see where that season would have taken him if it, you know, could have, you know, got him to the majors or what. But, like, you know, honestly, he's really going to be a backup outfielder and, you know, maybe some other guy that can start every once in a while, but, like, that's really his future. And I'm okay with that.
I think that about sums it up.
Sums it up. Some.
Dude.
Austin Dekar.
He's a mystery man.
He's a guy. He does things.
Probably breathing.
I feel like it's going to be another one of those formula things where it's like, yeah, he's a good starter guy, but he has question marks. He might be a reliever. Okay, move on.
Yep, pretty much. Just insert his name.
He was still like more interesting than anyone else they picked in the 2014 draft, but I guess it's just a matter of like if he can actually do more than just throw a fastball and curveball.
I mean, Lindgren was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about like at the time. Like, remember at the time, we're just like, oh, Lindgren.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But. All right. Yeah, I was kind of like, what?
But, but yeah.
I grew to love the strikeout factory.
Austin Dekar, another guy who may or may not be a starter, could be a reliever, whatever.
We'll see.
We'll see. You know, it's too early to really get that excited over it and, you know for sure what he's going to bring to the table. But... You know, people like him. People liked him right after he got drafted, you know, before he even started playing. So, you know, there's...
He'll go to Staten Island first, or if he'll just go straight to Charleston.
I saw something that said he might end up at Pulaski.
Yeah, I could believe that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, he only made, like, 11 games, so... Sure. You be you, Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
You be you.
Do we know when Pulaski season starts? Does that start around the same time the Gulf Coast League does? Or
I think so. Okay. I think it starts in the middle of the season.
Tyler Wade. Another shortstop.
Ty Wade.
Mm-hmm.
I said another shortstop, because the only other shortstop is Mateo.
Honestly, the actual, like, when I was doing this write-up for this article that we wrote, the thing I wrote next to his name was guy I liked, then didn't like, now like again. he's just like kind of on the fringe of being an actual like top prospect that like he's pretty good for how old he is, but he's also not that great. Like he just turned 20 and he was pretty good in Charleston, so it would be nice to see, you know, him still, like, I don't know if they're going to send him up to Tampa, but it'd be nice to see him kind of, you know, continue to defy the average age in the league and still be, you know, a useful player.
Yep.
You know, he's not going to be a home run hitter. He's going to be, you know, typical shortstop, but...
No one's blocking him. So.
No one's blocking him, so let him go, and... He's actually one of the few people that's like, he's a shortstop, and he's going to stay a shortstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they like his defense there. So. Oh, God. I feel like Cito might go to Trenton.
Oh, God.
Ew.
By default.
Ew. Unless maybe this is the year they make him a reliever. Maybe that's why he got an invite to spring training.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like, listen, I know we said you were going to be a shortstop, but do you want to go to the bullpen?
Yeah.
But then we can bring back the to the pen.
To the pen. Cito to the pen.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you for resurrecting that meme, Yankees.
He's just throwing 90s and he's like crying. He's like, I want to be a hitter.
I know offense.
It's like Sean Doolittle used to be a first baseman, didn't he? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then Brady Lale, who no one else liked but me.
You can have
I mean, if you can't rank someone for arbitrary reasons, then what's the point?
Well, I mean, I ranked Leonardo Molina, and he's like, ooh, a child.
Boo, he's a fetus.
you can't rank a fetus.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't, but you did.
But you did. You did stop you. I ranked Tyler Webb because he's the most useful player for the 2015 Yankees. Bam! I think he's going to come up to the majors and kill it. He's going to be a lefty. I don't know. People are starting to say that he's just going to be a loogie, but I'm not really sure. Cause, like, there's no real track record that he can't get righties out. But who knows?
I feel like Nick Rumbelow is his right arm and Tyler Bates is his left arm.
Oh my god, I would totally watch that movie.
Fuse them into one person.
Fuse them. We have two semi-useful people, but if we combine them, we will make the perfect being.
He could be like a good Pat Vendetti.
Yeah.
Think of the potential.
We'll call him Webelo. He will throw pitches from both arms at the same time.
Tynick Webelo. Sounds like Weebelos or something. The Scouts.
Weeblows? Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But, okay. Yeah, I guess Brady Lyle's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Were there anyone else? Any other people that you kind of considered for the last spots?
Avelino.
Yeah, I thought about him a little bit.
Yeah, I put him in and took him out, put him in and took him out.
Brandon Pinder.
Really?
I did not. Yeah, I did not do that.
Wow, you were high on Pinder.
Well, I mean, he might make the majors.
Sure,
at some point
that's
this
true.
Year, so.
I don't know. I feel like he belongs in the Preston Claiborne.
I mean, he probably does, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I considered Mason Williams.
Oh God, I didn't.
Like God.
I considered Mason Williams, and I chuckled.
Mason Williams is a thing.
I considered Mark Payton.
Ooh.
Mark Payton.
I considered him briefly, but then I thought he was more like 25-ish than 20.
Yeah.
Jason Shreve, I thought about.
Ooh, I think I even, like, forgot that he was a thing.
Well, I don't know. I don't really consider him a part of it. He's already been in the majors.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, but only for, like, a few innings, though. Kind of like the same thing with, like, Mitchell or whatever. Or, like, Dylan before this year.
Darren Long.
If I had remembered Shreve, he probably would have gone in the top 20. Let's
if
be
I
quite
knew
honest. I forget that he's a prospect.
Oh, right, you!
Yeah.
Yo, I'm all about Jaron Long.
I need to see it again before
I definitely need to see it again before I put him in the top 20, eight. But, like, I'm a fan.
I briefly thought about Kato.
Oh, no.
He needs to more than walk.
No.
I briefly.
Did you want to think about Slade?
Ugh. Ugh.
Mark Montgomery, rest in peace.
Danny Barawa.
Yeah, Barawa.
Yeah.
DBJ.
DBJ.
Little, almost, but
not quite.
Wait, so is Danny Barawa? Is it Barawa or Burawa?
It's.
I thought it was Barawa.
I did too.
Me too, but I remember in spring training, like the announcer called him Burawa, and I was like, what?
Yeah, but they also say Betances, and that's not right.
All
right, so.
True. But it was, like, so different that I was just like, oh my god, my entire life is a lie.
Dylan Betances.
Betances.
Singleton doing that stuff is why people can't get my name right. It's T-A-N, that's Tan. Stop.
Yeah, maybe this is your chance to, like, just talk to people and, like, make them aware of the name Tanya.
Do you know, sir?
Excuse me, everybody, can you please just have a seat?
I'd like to talk to you about an important issue facing my life.
My name.
There are millions of Tanyas out there being confused with Tanya. They are not the same. So, thank you for being with me while I explain to you why you're saying my name wrong.
Mm-hmm. Here's to you, 11th grade English teacher that called me the wrong thing all year.
Yay. Did you correct them?
So many times.
Oh. Well, maybe they just didn't know that it was a name, so they were just like, nah, it's gotta be Tanya. She's clearly wrong.
She came to class, like, hopped up on Vicodin more than once, so, like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't not a matter of...
Oh, okay. You want to name names?
No. Anyway.
I don't think there's anyone else we forgot, really.
Jose Ramirez.
Well, I don't think Jose Ramirez remembers himself.
Jose Campos.
Is he alive?
Vicente.
He's Vicente, so...
Vicente.
I'm not going to call him that. He just needs to get over it. You're not Stanton. You can't go changing
his name now. They had to make sure that we knew it was Vicente Campos in the email that they sent out. But I don't think it's like almost like I feel like Campos went over to like the PR guy and was like, no, it's Vicente. It's Vicente. Yeah, but no one knows that. No. My name is Vicente. It's like, no, dude, your B ref page says Jose.
Sorry, like, but the B ref page is final.
Just do it. I'm like, fine. God. Yeah, well, your B ref page also says Gregory Bird. Who the hell is Gregory Bird?
That's what his grandma calls him.
Is it?
Gregory. Come to dinner.
It's really annoying because he won't tag as Greg Bird until they change it.
Well, he tags as Gregory Bird. You can just delete Gregory.
That's what I do. And what's his name? Like, Robert Snyder.
Yeah. Who the hell is Robert? Robert Ref Snyder.
Nobody calls him Robert. Stop it.
Can I call him Bobbert?
No.
Too soon.
Bobby Ref Snyder?
Too soon.
Jose Perella. We didn't really talk about
him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jose Perella. I didn't really consider him.
If we were doing a top 30, I would consider him, but yeah. You know, I don't understand the people that are like, yeah, Perella. He's okay.
Yeah, I'm honestly really surprised that he even made the majors this year.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought it would happen. I figured that, like, he spent 3 years in Tampa. This is never happening. He's going to slink away into the darkness. And then it was like, oh, this is definitely the perfect time to add Rob Refsnyder. And it's like, quick.
Only because someone got DL'd at the end of the season.
Yeah, and it was like, quick. Who could we put in there besides Refsnyder? Give me Jose Perella. Bam. And then it was like, suddenly he's a major leaguer. And it's like, oh my God, he can compete for a second base job in the spring. Like, they should just give him the job. Because Jose Perella.
They called him up because that was when Martin Prado's appendix was like, peace.
Yep.
Get me off this team.
Martin Prado's appendix is like, seeing enough of this shit.
I'm done.
Oh my God. Anyway. So yeah, top 20 prospects stuff. Shall we tweet bag it?
Oh, is there a tweet bag?
We should always bag it.
There is a tweet bag.
Always bag it.
Well, Tanya asked, how much of this podcast is just going to be talking about how great Greg Bird is?
So much of it.
A lot of it already.
Yeah, this is a pretty good amount of...
You're welcome.
Greg Bird.
You're welcome, past Tanya.
Greg Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Aaron, I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name, but I'm going to read your question. Who do you guys think makes a meaningful contribution in 2015? Particularly Ref Snyder, do you think he spends the bulk of the year in AAA working on defense, or can you see him knocking on the door, forcing the Yankees' hands on Steven Drew a little bit?
I think he sees the majors sometime this year.
He'd better.
Probably. I'd be kind of sad if he didn't.
Yeah, I'd be pretty miserable if he didn't.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me if like, what Aaron said about him spending time working on defense happens for most of the season, especially since they have Steven Drew now. And even if Drew isn't that impressive, I feel like they'll still just keep running him out there.
Yeah.
Ref Snyder's really being crazy.
But I mean, I don't know. I think it could go either way. I feel like I think as long as he's healthy and he's still, like, killing it and not showing that he's awful on defense, he'll be up in September. But, like, depending on how good he is compared to how bad Steven Drew is, could determine exactly when he actually comes up before September.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
Also, Aaron asked, how realistic is Greg Bird 2015 New York Yankee? Should I pre-order a t-shirt now?
0%.
I don't think it's going to happen.
There's Greg Bird.
I'd say there's a very slight chance, but it would involve a lot of progress.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he spends the first part of the year at AA and then the second part of the year at AAA. But I don't see any way that he makes the big league team this year.
Like, I will be pleasantly surprised if they decide, hey, let's make Greg Bird a September call-up, because it's not like he's even on the 25-man roster.
You'll be able to hear me from space if that happens. Like, there will be so many victory laps. It will be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really see Greg Bird as a 2015 call-up as a realistic thing.
I mean, it helps that they don't really have any first basemen ahead of them, so.
Unless, like...
Sorry, Kyle Roller.
Unless, like, Marcus Scherer just gets totally obliterated and, like, all of his joints fall off. And Lyle Overbay is still retired. And Kyle Roller is sick. And like they
if
can't.
If Mark Teixeira is taken down to nothing but a trunk, then
and I feel like even then the Yankees will be more likely to trade for Ryan Howard. Like, oh God, we gotta get a new first baseman here. Let's get Ryan Howard in there.
Oh no.
We have Greg Bird. No, we need Howard.
God, I would cry.
Like, you know, if there's any player that's going to make me boycott the team, unlike A-Rod, like some people, it would be Ryan Howard. If the Yankees traded for Ryan Howard, I would officially boycott the team.
Just let the first headline, Yankees trade for Ryan Howard, and I'm done.
I'm done. Peace. This is it. Like, not even that, like, oh, he's a bad person, or I don't like him representing the Yankees or whatever. I just want to see him play baseball on a regular basis. That's all it is. Like, I've got other things to do with my life. And watch Ryan Howard play baseball on a nightly basis.
Okay, Aaron also asked about, like, so 19 of the names on the top 20 we all had in our list. The only variation was the Brady Lail, Molina, Webb. Is there much of note outside the top 20 prospects that we listed, or do you think that this is pretty much... Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, I don't know who else is left.
Yeah, that's not that a whole was the lot. I was having.
Yeah, I think that the top 15, 16 or so are pretty cemented in those positions, and then, you know, even a little bit further than that, it's just like there are people who have been good and then it kind of drops off a bit.
But like, you know, the top, you know, 30, you know, what names are those? Like, the names that we spoke about before, and, like, you know, Dante Bichette Jr., like...
Yeah.
This is not going to be, like, anybody too surprising. It's like, oh, by the way, there's also this dude that's, like, going to be amazing. Like...
Yeah, I feel like that's not necessarily to say that the system isn't deep, either. It's just deeper in, like, the lower minors.
Well, also, yeah, we don't know any of those guys that they just signed, and... they're all, you know, basically still crawling. So
Miguel Flames.
Like, they'll probably work their way up those lists, but like to this point I barely even know their names, much less like anything about them /
yeah.
Where they rank or are supposed to rank.
This is on Twitter from @MrCodyBrock. The prospects not currently on the list, who do you project could make the jump to the top 20 next year?
All those international guys.
Jaron Long.
Yeah. Mark Payton.
Mark Payton could be a solid choice.
Can I still say Leonardo Molina?
No.
You can't pick a fetus.
Damn it, Andrew. Stop trying to put fetuses on this.
We have standards.
Yeah, we can't have a guy with his birthday in 2015.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of who else I would like, of like the really young guys, but
there are those like Penn League people that they drafted last year, like I don't know.
Connor Spencer. I'd like to see what he does in next year. He was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's hard to get excited for these guys because you don't know what they're going to bring. And, you know, you're not going to get, or at least I'm not going to get, like, excited for a guy that, like, could disappear as soon as you get excited for him.
I think Mark Payton was a good pick.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, he's not really, his skill set doesn't necessarily say that he'll break out, but he had a really good year, so maybe more of that will come.
Yep.
Next. From Greg, is it true that Greg Bird once hit 3 home runs in 1 game for Tanya Bondurant?
It sure is. I mean, I don't talk about it very much. But...
Tell us the story.
Okay. Well, since you asked. It was a warm summer night.
What?
Ooh.
Yes.
It sounds like the beginning
was.
Of a love story.
Well, in a way.
Well, in a way it was.
It was love at first dinger.
Okay, okay. So it was a warm summer night in North Carolina, and I went to see the River Dogs play, and I had just gotten into my seat when the game started, and Greg Bird hit a home run over the scoreboard in right field. And I was like, this day is a blessed one because that's all I wanted. And then Greg Bird came to the plate again, and he hit a home run to center field. And I was just like, someone pinch me because I may no longer be alive. And then Greg Bird came to the plate again, and he hit a home run to left field. And at that point, I thought I was just, that must have been heaven, because that's the only place where Greg Bird hits three home runs for me. And in those three home runs, he was just short of the home run cycle, actually. So that was also impressive. And he hit a single in his last at bat, but he got thrown out stretching to second. But that need not cloud the story of how he hit three home runs for me. And I mean, I'm just saying he came all the way to North Carolina to hit three home runs for me. So I don't think that was a coincidence. And,
not at all.
It's been love ever since.
And then when you came to, the security guard was like, listen, lady.
Well, I was very excited. And the security guard was kidding, but I was very excited.
Yeah.
And he wanted to, like, talk about Jose Fernandez or something, and I was like, I really don't care, dude. Greg Bird.
He was like,
but Jose Fernandez was here last year. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Greg Bird. So,
Greg Bird is here now.
Yeah. Do you see what this is happening right now? Because he just hit three. So I don't really care.
Story.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't like to brag. And...
I've been keeping this to myself for a while.
Yeah.
Telling this to the public for the first time.
Yeah, it's rare audio.
Definitely isn't like the fifth time you've told the story on the podcast.
The tell all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of having it illustrated as like a children's book about hope. And
I'd read it.
Yeah.
This could be just an audio listicle by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the story of Greg Bird hit three home runs for me.
Masterpiece.
It was.
Someone else on Twitter asked, when will we see Greg Bird at all this year? That's kind of a variation of Aaron's question. So, but Mo willing.
Yeah.
Another question. Joe Flynn said, my question is,
what?
For Yoan Moncada.
Yes.
And the follow-up question was, how hard will Tanya Bondurant slap Hal Steinbrenner if they don't sign Yoan Moncada?
Pretty hard.
Yep, that's fair.
I will slap them with Hank's Pop-Tarts.
I mean, yeah, if they sign Yoan Moncada, he would instantly go to the top of this list, so do that.
Yeah, get it done.
Yeah, the whole the Yankees were not going to sign Moncada because they're happy with the 2015 infield. It was like, what in the world? Oh my god, I am so glad that was fake.
Watch who you're retweeting, people. Raj, watch who you're retweeting.
Watch out for those Andus.
Andrew Marchand.
Alright. Now, at Drew Absher says, if the Yankees are, quote, rebuilding, does Drew or Perella / Refsnyder make more sense at second base?
Refsnyder.
But, yeah. But they're not rebuilding, so the question's kind of moot.
Moot. I mean, if they were rebuilding, they'd probably just throw Perella in there, let him suck for a couple months, and then bring up Refsnyder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last question from at Mr. Baseman 90. In a vacuum, aside from Refsnyder, which of the top five make the show first? Actually, yeah, I mean, that might be the answer.
which of the top five?
I mean,
yeah, outside of Refsnyder.
Judge has a pretty clear path to the majors, but I think he's a little bit further behind Bird. who doesn't have as clear of a path to the majors. But
the Yankees really do seem to like Severino a lot.
So yeah,
he could end up. I mean, he could actually end up in there by September. So if all breaks right, so I would actually say Severino because I feel like they would not be afraid to call him up and put him in the bullpen at the end of the season. Not necessarily to like make him a reliever, but just, you know, teams do that.
Hmm. Yeah, I would go either Severino or Judge. I mean, it's hard. It depends on, you know, what the team needs and what they want to do. You know, if they're in the playoff hunt down the stretch, they're going to bring up Severino. You know, if he's dominating, I mean, but the thing is, like, if Aaron Judge has another season like this, I don't know, it'd be close. I guess I'll go with Severino just because I feel like they'd give Judge at least another year in the minors before they talk about bringing him up. Considering they are usually pretty cautious and they don't have, like, I mean, Rex Snyder is not on the 40 because he doesn't have to be. So they're going to do the same thing with Judge.
I feel like there's this weird, very slim chance that it could be Gary Sanchez just because he's a catcher, but they also don't like him. But then again, they don't like Montero.
Well, then again, they kind of gotten rid of all of their catchers, so...
Yeah, I guess they would have to get rid of Robine first, but I don't think they will.
Shoot him into the sun.
I don't know, like, they can't send him down. Yeah, they can't send him down, so...
Who says? They're gonna send him down anyway. I wonder if anyone would claim him. I mean, maybe, but...
Some desperate people.
Maybe that's why they signed those random, like, AAA catchers. That's the end of the tweet bag. So yeah.
Bye.
Bye. You have anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Prospects, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, it was Eddie Rodriguez and Juan Gretterall.
Juan Gatorade?
Yeah, basically.
The minors recaps will be back.
Oh, yes.
Yay to that.
What is a Wilking Rodriguez?
It's the act of wilking. He's wilk.
He's wilking all over the place.
He's in the process of wilking. I had no idea he was even in the system anymore. Like, I know that they signed him and then, like, released him or whatever. I think they must have re-signed him after that, but I had no idea. So, like, when the email came out with everyone they invited, I was like, what? This guy?
Wait a minute, he's played in the major leagues?
Really?
He was on the Royals this year.
Right.
Or is this another Wilking Rodriguez?
There's more than one.
How many Wilking Rodriguez?
Okay.
How many...
No, it's just the same guy.
Yeah, there can't be that many Wilkings.
Oh yeah, yeah, they signed him at like in late August, and then they released him 4 days later.
Yeah.
Give him the old Gonzalez Hermann treatment.
Yeah. No, it's Gonzalez German. Okay, out of here.
Maybe if he decides how to pronounce his name, teams will...
I mean, the guy's first name is the last name. Like, what is that? Like, my first name is not Cohen. My parents named me Gonzalez. Wonder, okay. Do people call him Gonzo?
I don't know. I've never talked to him before.
Maybe you should.
Okay. You can follow Pinstripe Valley on Twitter at Pinstripe Valley. You can follow Tanya on Twitter at Tanya Bondurant. You can follow Jason on Twitter at Jason00Cohen.
You said it wrong. You said it wrong.
Jason00Cohen.
Yeah!
I never knew that's what you were going for.
I don't know. I guess. I guess that's what I'm going for.
Okay.
I'm really bad at naming things, so that's what happens.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at MearnsPSA, and follow the GIFs account, PSA_GIFs. We'll do some spring training GIFs once that actually starts, so.
Like us on Facebook, please.
Yes, please like us on Facebook.
We will love you. We will love you the way we love Greg Burke. Cut.
Facebook.com/PinstripeAlley.
You'll be our very own Greg Birds. Every one of you that likes Facebook will be a Greg Bird.
You'll be as cool as Greg Bird, Facebook.
Yeah.
And isn't that the dream?
Don't we all just want to be as cool as Greg Bird?
Mm-hmm.
Greg Bird's so cool that he's not even on Twitter.
Which is why you should like us on Facebook, because Greg Bird is on Facebook.
Yes. So. Wait, what? Greg Bird's on Facebook.
You can tag him.
Yeah, that's right. Only one person likes him, though.
What?
This is a grave injustice.
I have to like it now.
Yeah, gonna increase this.
We're all, like, scrambling to like
him. No, that's the Australian soccer player guy or whatever.
No, it's not. There's Greg a baseball Bird. One. You just have to search for Greg Bird, and then there's a parentheses, baseball.
What?
Yep.
Two people.
I don't like this topic.
This is not even. No, this is just a Wikipedia link. This is crap. This is not an actual Greg Bird page.
But it kind of is.
Do it. Oh, look, the number's up to 4 now. How'd that happen?
I wonder.
Congratulations. Join us in liking Greg Bird on Facebook and also like Pinstripe Valley.
Yes.
Can we make a Greg Bird page?
Oh, man. I don't know. We should do it.
Okay.
That's probably
bye, everyone.
This podcast.
Greg Bird.
An apt ending.